Blog Talk Radio.
Sometimes you have to speak victory during.
How many people are encouraged tonight?
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Good morning, good morning, good morning. This is Joy and Peace Outreach, where your hostess, none other than Overseer Sadie Elliott. I am so glad and elated that you stopped by and took out from your busy schedule to stop by Joy and Peace today. We have an exciting topic again today. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. But before we start our topic today, we'll have a few moments of prayer. Oh, gracious Father, I come singing unto the Lord a new song today, dear Heavenly Father. For he has done marvelous things. His right hand and his holy arm has gotten him the victory. We have victory today, dear Heavenly Father. And Lord, we know have made known his salvation and his righteousness today. Lord, you have remembered his grace and his truth toward the house of Israel. All the ends of the earth have seen the salvation of our God. We come today to make a joyful noise unto the Lord. All the earth, make a loud noise and rejoice and sing praise. We come to praise you today, dear Heavenly Father. It's all about you. It's not about us. We come to give you thanks today, dear Heavenly Father, and for each and every person that will touch this line today. Let them be joyful. Let them come with a word of praise on their lips to him, the Father, and we're going to give you thanks for it. In advance, we're giving you an advance praise to him, the Father. We didn't come begging for nothing. We come just to praise you this morning and give you the glory because you are worthy, 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 worthy to be praised. Amen, amen, and amen. Today, we're going to talk about praising words, praising the Creator. And as you know, as you read the book of Psalms, it's telling you all about praise. It's not a scripture in Psalms from 1 to 150 that don't talk about praise, giving God the glory. So today we're going to talk about praise because he is the one to be praised today. You know, as God creation, we should acknowledge him as our creator. We can honor our Lord in many ways. And one of these is praising him through our words. Praising God is a response to his goodness, a natural expression of adoration and gratitude for what he has done. Man is not always deserving of our praise, but God is. He is deserving of more praise than we could ever give. You don't have to be afraid of praising God too much, or like humans have never get a big head. You know, a lot of people say, it don't take all that. Yes, it do. It take all that and some more. When we praise God, when we thank just on the goodness, where God brought you from yesterday to today, what he have done for you just today, thus far, you can't help but praise God. Give him the glory. And I'm going to give you some biblical examples today of praise from the Word of God. It's in the Word of God. It's in your Bible. If you have not told your pages out, it's in there. Pick it up and read it. God's people have been praising him for a long time in a variety of circumstances and places. They have felt the need to glorify God. What were some of the reasons for their praise? I know today those that's listening in, you're thinking about your praise. Why should I be praising God? He woke you up this morning. That's the starter. He started you on your way. That's another. He put breath in your body. That's another. He enabled you to have health and strength where you can put your clothes on for yourself this morning. That deserves another praise. He put food on your table this morning. That's another priest. He put gas in your vehicle if you got a vehicle, and he gave you the vehicle. That's a priest. When you just start thinking about the little thing, just keep coming on up. You can't help but praise God. He gave you sight to see this morning. That's the praise God. He gave you ears to hear. That's the praise God. So when you think about all the things that God is doing for you right now, you can't help but give him a praise. Give him a hallelujah. Give him a shout. Because he truly is worthy to be praised. When you think about the beauty of nature, probably the person most known for his praise to God with sweet singers, singers you have heard singing lullaby, praise song to God. And as you think about David, David had a sweet song. Whether he was tending his sheep, fleeing from Saul, or leading his soldier into battle, David often marveled at the majestic of God's creation in the Psalms. And as you read in Psalms 19, verse 1, I'm going to turn right over to that and read to you, if you don't have your Bibles handy at the time, I'm going to read to you what it is saying. And Psalms 19 and 1 said, "Thy heavens declare the glory of God, and his firmament showeth his handiwork." And then when we go on down from 1 to 6, "Day unto day, or the speech, and night unto night, shows its knowledge. There is no speech nor language where thy voice is not heard." That means you can praise God all day long. "Their line is gone out through all the earth, and thy words to the end of the world. In them has he set a tabernacle for the sun, which is as a bridegroom coming out of his chamber, and rejoicing as a strong man to run a race." My, my, my. "His going forth is from the ends of the earth, and his circuit unto the ends of it, and there is nothing hid from the heat thereof." And you wondered why you should praise the Lord? My, 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 my. And as I went on, you can read others, Psalms 24 and 1, and I'll turn on over that. It says, "The earth is the Lord, and the fullness thereof, the world, and they that dwell therein. For he has founded upon the seas and established it upon the floods." You know, the book of Psalms is so full of praise that the Hebrews term for Psalms can be translated as praise. My, 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 my. You know, we come to the joy of blessing on seeing the generous response of the people to furnish the temple. David led praise to God. You read that in 1 Chronicles 29 and 20. And we'll turn on over to that and tell you what thus said the Lord. Amen, amen, amen. On 1 Chronicles 29 and 20 says, "And David said to all the congregation, now bless the Lord your God, and all the congregation bless the Lord, God of their fathers, and bow down their head and worship the Lord and the King." David did that. We do that. In the congregation, at home, in our cause, we can praise God. Anywhere we choose to, we can give God praise. And as I read through the scripture, when Mary, the mother of Jesus, heard Elizabeth's blessing, she cried a song of praise. And you will find that in Luke 1, 46 through 55. And I'll turn on over there to Brother Luke, chapter 1. My, 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 my. And it's telling you in Luke 46, it says, "And it came to pass that after 3 days they found him in the temple, sitting in the midst of the doctors, Verse small. Oh, wait a minute. Hold on. I'm going to change my scripture. Hold on. Forgive me. It's chapter 4. It went to the wrong. Verse 46. Praise be to God. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Somebody's trying to get into us. Praise God, praise God. Well, we're going to turn on back over to Luke 1. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Holy Ghost. Ah, thank you, Lord. Thank you. 1 and 46 said, and Mary said, my soul doth magnify the Lord, and my spirit has rejoiced in God, my salvation. Oh, my. And it goes on further. Well, you can read it in your leisure time, and it tells you more. And after months of silence caused by his unbelief, Zechariah uttered praise to God with his first word after his son John was born. You'll find that Luke 1:64. These blessings was great occasion for joy and praise. You know, victory over enemies. We're going to go right back into the Word of God, and we're going to talk about Moses and Miriam. They broke into psalms of praise after the Red Sea. Miraculous party for them that swallowed the Egyptian enemies. You'll find that in Exodus 15, 1 through 21. We're still talking about praise and praise words today. So you shouldn't have to say that you don't have nothing to praise God for. You don't have a praise on the inside of you. I'm just bringing back up to speed recollection with things you have read already in the Word of God to let you know, even in the biblical time, they had a praise for God. So why can't men and women today, boys and girls, praise God today for all he has done, for all the things he have created, to make your life even easier, simple, and you can't praise God? It's something wrong with that picture. Deborah and Barak sang praise after defeat of Syrians and his army. You'll find that in Judges 4 and 5. When delivering from Saul, David glorified the Lord. You'll find that in 2 Samuel 22. Jehoshaphat jubilant over a victory from the Lord assembled his army to praise God in the valley of Berak, or valley of praise. You'll find that in 2 Chronicles 20, 26. God prevailed over his enemies, and the people were full of praise. Now, when you read the scriptures, you read all about this in the Word of God concerning praise. So today, I like to know why so many people can't praise God when they go into the sanctuary. You have to pump them up. You got to play songs, play the tambourine. But if you know, like I know, what God has done for each and every one of you all, you will come in the sanctuary with a praise. You'll come in on your job with a praise. You'll tell your coworkers about how good God is. You're going to show. It's going to manifest itself through your praise. Somebody need a breakthrough today. But get up from where you are sitting. Move around. Stop praising God. And tell me why things change in your life. All he asks you to do is praise him. Lift his name up today. Glorify him. Because he is truly, truly worthy to be praised. When I thought about that praise and praise word, I just couldn't help but say victory, exceptional, remarkable, extraordinary, delightful, pleasant, enjoy, calm, captivated, fascinated, terrific, wonderful, fantastic, all of these words you can use in praise. Intrigue. Absolute. Perfect. Certainty. Please. Proud of. Accomplishment. When you think phenomenal, the praise can be so phenomenal. Ha, shay, da, 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 shay. Significant. When you just think about when you praise God. Hey. You can encourage yourself, just like the song I played earlier, coming on the air this morning. When you just think about what God is doing for you and have done for you, you don't have to be with nobody. You can start encouraging yourself. You can give off God a praise just for being alive, for him just being God, just for GP. You don't have to be the next for the sky and the moon. When you just know that you know that God is right there. He's right there listening to your every word. You can't help but praise God. And when you think about the things he has done for you, the credibility, the principle, the essence, breathtaking, astonished, impressed, ooh, my, elate, exuberant, ha, ooh, Jesus, when you just think the splendor, the reception, the aim, the precept, versatile, you can't help but praise God. Your integrity before God, how you give God praise. And don't you know a lot of the situations and the problems that you're in right now? If you just turn it over to Jesus, just raise your hands wherever you are right now. If you're in your car, raise one. Keep the other one on the steering wheel. If you're sitting at home doing nothing, sitting on your do-not, just start giving God praise. Start just thanking him. Oh, GP, just thank him. Because, you know, he has brought you a mighty long ways. He has done so much for you that you couldn't tell it all. From now until judgment day, God has been just that good. When somebody think about how a bullet missed them on this morning or last night, God spared your life and the bullet went clean through. Did mess up an artery or a blood vessel. That's a miracle. You don't think you have something to praise God for? God brought some of you out of comas that's been in comas for years. You don't think that's enough to praise God for? God put your family back together. You don't think that's enough to praise God? Some of you all sitting right now listening to the sound of my voice need a job. God opened the door. Where someone call you, where you applied for, someone just give you a tidbit, they hiring somewhere, and you went right in and got hired. Don't you know that's a praise? When you read your word and he give you revelation, don't you know that's a praise to God? Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. You know, as I was reading further in the word of God, after 7 years of building the temple, this is a milestone in life, you all. Solomon led praise at the dedication ceremony. Now, that's back here in the word of God. 1 Kings, the 8th chapter, the 56th through the 61st verse. And centuries later, Hezekiah joined his people in praising God when the temple was rededicated after years of disuse. You'll find that in 2 Chronicles 29 and 30. You know, after returning from Babylonia, captive, and rebuilding the temple's foundation, the Jews shouted of joyful praise, blending with the tears of those who remember the original temple. And you'll find that in Ezra 3, 11 through 13. You know, these was all milestones in the word of God for the Hebrew people. You know, after years of wandering, then defending their land, they had a permanent place to worship God. Oh, here they had a place where they can praise God, give him the glory for what he had done. Not what they did, but what he have done. Some of you are sitting in classrooms right now saying, I know the answer to these questions. God, bring it back to my remembering. And when he give you the answer, he deserve a praise, you all. When you was able to go down there and pick up that dress or that suit off the rack and had the finances, he deserved a praise, you all. He deserved a praise. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. And now we're going to come down to the growth of the church on praising. You know, praise was an integrated part of the early church activities. Besides meeting together, breaking bread, and sharing fellowship meals, they praised God for his relationship of grace. My, 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 my. The Christians were said to have met before daybreak to praise God. How many of you all go before the Lord early, I mean early in the morning, and give him the first fruit? Just better praising your God on GP. Just praising him, giving him the glory, giving him the praise. Because he's truly, truly worthy to be praised. And I give him honor. I give him grace today. Because I know personally, me, myself, I cannot do anything without God. I'm giving him praise all day. I'm shouting victory today. Not just what he's going to do for me, but just for who he is. He's oh, loving, most powerful God. He said he'll be our father for the fatherless. He'll be our mother for the motherless. He'll be that sister and that brother that we never had. He'll be that friend when the friends have walked away from us. He's still there. He'll be a husband to you when that husband has left and walked away and went his way. He'll still be right there with open arms say, come, my child. We can sup together. We can praise. You just give me praise. Those shackles will come off of you today. Off of your mind, off of your arms, off of your legs. If you just start praising God. You're so shackled down today with this burden and that burden, you can't even lift your hands and say, God, I thank you. Lord, I praise you. Lord, you are just worthy to him, the Father. Hallelujah to your name, Jesus. And that's what it's all about, giving God a praise. It's not about us. We don't get praise. In that respect, we give God all the praise. We give him the honor. It's on account of him that we're here today, that I'm able to bring this broadcast and make it alive on praise. You have to encourage yourself. You have to smile sometimes when you want to cry. You might want to say something to somebody, but you got to just hold it and say, God, I give you praise. I give you thanks. Somebody might be getting on your, you say, your last nerve, but all you do is give God a praise. Give him thanks because he's truly, truly worthy to be praised. And as I go on further, after Job had lost his family, his health, and possession, he fell prostrate in worship and said, naked I came from my mother's womb. And naked, I will depart. Mm-hmm. You know, the Lord give, and the Lord has taken away. May the name of the Lord be blessed. You know, in Job 1:21, David questioned why God had forgotten him, but then said, I trust in your unfailing love. I will sing to the Lord, for he has been good to me. You'll find that in Psalms 13:5-6. Both men did not understand everything that had happened to them, but they trusted that future to God and praised him anyway. You may not know what's going on at the time, but God will come into your life. And when he'll have you so overwhelmed, have you prostrate, before you know it, you giving God praise. You thanking him for what he's already done, what he's going to do in each and every one of you all life. And as I went on further through the scripture, The Lord gave and the Lord has taken away. May the name of the Lord be praised. David questioned why God had forgotten him, then said, I trust in your unfailing love. I will sing to the Lord, for he has been good to me. Psalms 13:5-6. Both men did not understand everything that had happened to them, but they trusted their future to God and praised him anyway. And that's what a lot of you all, you don't know what direction you're going in. You don't know what you're going to say next on some of these areas. But when you turn it over to God and give God the praise, give him the glory, you'll be surprised what will go on in your life. Just start giving him the glory. Start giving him the praise, because he is truly, truly worthy to be praised. Hallelujah, Jesus. And he said, I will sing unto the Lord, for he has been good to me. Psalms 3:5-6. Both men did not understand everything that had happened to them, but they trusted their father to God and praised him anyway. Here, when you're standing in the midst of people that don't believe, you just start praising God. And like they say, they're going to catch on fire. They start catching on fire. You just start praising God in a public place where you at. Sure, they may think you're crazy or whatever. Or let them think what they want. You praising your God. You giving him the honor. You giving him the glory. Because victory is mine today. Praises is mine today. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah today. Oh, gracious Father, we thank you today. Although our circumstances might not be exactly the same, we can find similar reasons to praise God. When we are victorious over temptation and the devil, we can praise God. When we experience milestones in our life, like birth, graduation, weddings, or promotion, we have more opportunities tied to praise. And as I read that, Ooh, Lord, I mean, when you go through reading some, you can pick out so much meat and just throw away the bone. Keep the meat. Throw away the bone. And when we experience milestones in our life, like birth, graduation, wedding, or promotion, we have more opportunity to praise him. All the blessings we see in church growth today are the beauty of nature giving us greater reason to applaud the Father even when we don't understand the Lord's work. Take our Lord and we can praise God for the promise that is all things work together for the good if we love him. And it's, you know, all things are working for the good, for our good. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. We want to give God praise this morning because he is truly, truly worthy to be praised. You know, and if we are faithful, just be faithful, we will one day be praising God with the angels in heaven. How will we want to spend eternal praising him? If we don't generally praise him, now is the time. Let us focus on how we can improve our praises to the Lord today. We need to meditate on the Psalms. Read them aloud. Sing them as hymns. And you will be surprised how you will get a breakthrough. Amen, amen, amen. You know, the next one is for praise, and the word is prayer. Pray. Make praise and adoration an important part of your prayer life. Tell God what he means to you. Let some of your prayers consist solely of praise and thanksgiving. And that's what we are to do. Praise him. Give him all the praise, all the accolades. And expressions such as praise the Lord, praise God, or hallelujah can lose their meaning if they are covered. They can lose their meaning if they are covered. And when you use praise expression, give thanks, it's really because and become business. And use praise expressions giving thanks in serious business. And you need to mean what you say when you go to God for a prayer. Mean what you're asking God for. And if he tell you no, he's going to tell you what to go on to. If he tell you yes, you will know. But don't give up. Don't throw in the towel. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. You know, when we sing, is anyone happy? Let us sing songs of praise. Singing is a matter postponed when we are baptized. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. The melody isn't nearly as important as what is in your heart. Make sure that you always participate as what is in your hands and in your heart. Make sure that you allow participation in the singing, the dancing, and the worship. Let your praises and songs follow your order and place as well. So today we're talking about praise words. How we can use those praise words in our vocabulary. How those praise words would change circumstances. How those praise words can heal the sick. Singing praise words, saying them and singing them. You can give God the praise today because he is truly, truly worthy to be praised. And when I think about, don't worry about how you sound, just go ahead and give a God praise. You don't have to sound like that bird out there or like that big elephant. Just do what God has given you. Excuse me, to do. Make sure you always participate in the singing, doing worship. But let your praise and some follow you in order in other places. I mean, you can't be in one place at the two and three at the same time, but you delegate and send them out that we coming out, we're going to praise the neighborhood tonight. We having a shout tonight. We having a holy dance tonight where we just coming and praise the Lord. Our praise should come from our heart, swelling with the admiration and love for God's mercy and care. Whether it's for a loving sunset, the baptism of a friend, and so on. Whether it be for a lovely sunset, the beginning of a friend, of being swallowed, answered. Hallelujah, 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 Jesus. And I'm just sitting here thinking about how I'm just praising God in my spirit this morning for victory. I'm shouting victory. That's the word for today, victory. Our praise should come. Ooh, Lord, thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Whether it is from a loving friend, co-worker, family member, a long-awaited answer to your prayer. We have so much to thank God for today. Audience, we have so much to thank God. Praise the Lord while you have a chance. How good it is to sing praises to God's and to his praise. We come today just praising God, just lifting God up, just giving him all that we have, because we could do nothing without God. Today, this is our show, Praise and Words. I hope you got something out why God created and why he should be worthy of our praise and created us to worship him. If you can't worship him down here, how you expect to go to heaven and worship him 24/7? This is the dressing room. This is where we need to get it right down here. Just giving God praise. And when you do that, you're going to be surprised on your situation. How that big mountain that you thought was a mountain in your life have become a speck in God's eyesight. How he have turned that thing around on your behalf. So today, I hope you all are praising those that tuned into the show on Praise Words. I tried to give you a few of them that will help you along your way. But as you study the words, you will pick out other praise words, praise song, praise reading. I mean, some of you are so gifted that's listening in on this line right now, where you could sing a praise song to God with a drop of a hat. And I give you praise right now for those that can do that. And when I just look through Psalms, all of song is talking about praising God, worshiping God, giving God all you have. And we want to thank you today for stopping by Joy and Peace to listen to praise and the words that we use for praise and to usher in the Spirit through your praise. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Hallelujah. And in Psalms 150, it's telling you about praise. I'm going to turn over there because God is good. God is so good. He's just worthy to be praised. And Psalms 47 say, praise ye the Lord, for it is good to sing praise unto our God, for it is pleasant and praise is comely. Here they're telling you about praise the Lord. Oh, Jerusalem, praise thy name, O Jerusalem. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. And Psalms 149 say, praise ye the Lord, sing unto the Lord a new song, and his praise in the congregation of saints. Ah, Lord, la, da, da, da. And Psalms 150 say, praise ye the Lord. Praise God in his sanctuary. Praise him in the firmament of his power. Praise him for his mighty act. Praise him according to his excellent greatness. Praise him with the sound of the trumpet. Praise him with the psalmist and harp. The word of God say, praise him with the tambourine and dance. Hallelujah. I'm going to praise him this morning on my end. With my tambourine, I'm going to praise God. I'm going to give him praise because victory is mine. Victory today is mine. I told Satan, get thee behind. Victory today is mine. So I'm going to have victory today. I'm going to have praise today. I'm going to give him all that I possibly can. Praise him with the psalmist and harp. Praise him with the tambourine and dance. Praise him with string instrument and organ. Praise him upon the loud cymbal. Praise him upon the high sounding cymbal. And the last say, let everything that have breath praise the Lord. Praise ye the Lord. So I hope today this broadcast brought you some encouragement today. Oh, just praise the Lord. Just start praising God wherever you are right now. Just start giving him the glory. Just start sending up some praise to God. Let God know how you love him, how you care for him. You ain't begging him, asking him for nothing. You just want to praise him today. And we give God praise, we give him glory. In Jesus' name, amen.